Parshas Kisavo, Parshas Abikurim, person sees the initial crop, the first sprouting of his produce, and he has a mitzvah to do what? To bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, to give it to the Kohen, and then he has a special recitation that he recites in the Beis HaMikdash. And Rabosa, you're all very familiar with that recitation, and it's quoted in this week's Parsha, because you read it not only in this week's Parsha, but twice a year, every year. Does anyone know what I'm referring to? Kriyas HaBikurim. Who's ever here read the Parshios of Kriyas HaBikurim? I can guarantee you read it.
I got that.
Arami Oved Avi. Person, when he's reading the Haggadah, I have a Haggadah Shel Pesach in front of me. It's not Pesach time, but it's actually the Psukim in our Parsha. Seyu Lamad. Go out and learn. Mabikesh Lavan Harami Lasos Liyakov Avinu. Look, learn, go outside, think for a second. Why? How evil Lavan was, what he wanted to do to Yaakov. Sheparo lo gozer ela al hazchorim. Paro only made a gzera to throw the males into the Nile. The Lavan bikesh lakor es hakol. And Lavan wanted to annihilate all of Am Yisrael entirely. Where does it say such a thing? How do you know that Lavan was such a wicked person that he wanted to do even more and worse than Paro? I wouldn't have thought this intuitively. I would have thought Paro is the worst. Paro is the most evil. Shene'emar, as it says in the Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk where? In Parshas Kisavo, our Parsha. When a person brings Bikurim to Eretz Yisrael, and he brings that first crop, the first rachis pri adama, the initial sprouting, the initial produce from his land, he brings it to Eretz Yisrael, he brings it to Yerushalayim, he brings it to the Makom HaMikdash, he not only can bring it, that's insufficient, but he also has to be involved with Kriyas HaBikurim. He has to say a parsha. And what is in that parsha? Shene'emar Arami Oved Avi. Vayered Mitzrayma. Vayogor Shom Bimsei Ma'at. Vayisham L'goy Godol Otzum Varot. Did anyone hear anything about Lavan over here? I just quoted you a pasuk from this week's parsha. Arami Oved Avi. Vayered Mitzrayma. How is that the answer to the Haggadah, to the question that Lavan was really worse than Paro? And what is it, where do you see that in the Parsha? What does it mean, Arami Oved Avi? What does that phrase mean, those of you that were Maver the Sedra already? Arami Oved Avi. Rashi says it's referring to that Aramaic man, that person from outside of Eretz Yisrael, that Lavan, and that's exactly what the Haggadah is referring to, that he wanted to destroy Am Yisrael. Ibn Ezra, other Rishonim say, no, it can't be referring to Lavan. It was referring to the person that Lavan wanted to affect, which was who? Living in Lavan's house. Yaakov Avinu, Vahoraya, I'll give you a proof. The Mefarshim ask, Avi? Our father? Hershkowitz, when was the last time that you referred to Lavan as your father? I hope never. Arami Oved Avi is our father? Is Lavan? That can't be the pshat. Must be that no, when Yaakov was outside of Eretz Yisrael and he was in Lavan's house, so then he got lost. V'horayah says the Ibn Ezra, the Maharal has a whole arichas about this. It should be Arami, if it's referring to Lavan, Me'abed Avi. What's Oved Avi? The kasha about referring to Lavan as our father is very bothersome. I don't like thinking about my yichas When I go out on a date and I have a shidduch resume, I don't put love one down on there. Yaakov Avinu. Avram B'Yitzchak. Right? Even if you're modern Orthodox Machmir, still, don't put love one on. What's going on over here? And that's the source for love one. For love one in the Torah. For love one. In the Haggadah, Tzeilamad, that Lavan was so evil, he was worse than Paro. He wanted to annihilate all of Am Yisrael. And where did he want to annihilate all of Am Yisrael? Lavan threw people into the Nile? Lavan came in there with them an M16. Lavan didn't do anything so brutal like Paro did. What's Bechlal Pshat in the Haggadah? We say this twice a year, every year in Leila Seder. Does anyone know what they're talking about? Does anyone know how they see in the Psukim this idea of Lavan? Arami Ovid Avi, why is he my father? And how is it that he was actually more evil than Paro? And what does this have to do with Bikurim? Why suddenly, when I'm bringing the first crops, the initial fruits, that I can understand is a very nice mitzvah, and it's by Trumas and Maisas, I have another chiyuv to deal with my produce. Suddenly I mention Lavan. What's the shaychus? What's the connection? You should know when you bring Bikurim, that you should remember what Lavan wanted to do for Yaakov. And by the way, you should call Lavan your father. Parsha is a pella. Kriyas Bikurim, Parshas Bikurim. What's going on over here? When you come to the mikdash, it's like a guy is going wild. His mind. What are you speaking about? You don't even make sense. You're talking about things that aren't related to one another. Rabbi Yisai, and finally. Why is Parshas Bikurim, Parshas Kisavo, the Parsha that we read towards the end of the month in Elul? It's always like that. And if the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, if there's a Zman in the year that you have a Kriya, there has to be something connected to the Zman that you're facing right now, and that you're approaching. And if Kriyas HaBikurim is the Parsha that the Rabbeinu Shalom wants me to read at the Bima before I wake up early every day of next week, and I stay up in Maitzei Menucha on Motzei Shabbos, and I will be reciting Slichos, there's got to be a message to connect Parshas Bikurim, Kriyas Bikurim, to the involvement of Slichos. What is that connection? I'd like to jump ahead to a parsha that we don't usually get to darshan on. We don't usually have a shmuz on because it's usually a double parsha. Nitzavim Vayelech. And I'd like to talk about a few psukim in parshas Vayelech. And I think this is the initial ingredients to build the mahalich here to answer and resolve all of our questions. So let's turn to parshas Vayelech. In Parshas Vayelech, in Perek Lamed Aleph, in Pasuk Tezayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says as follows, Vayomer Adonai El Moshe, Hin Choshoichi V'mavasecha V'kama Am Azeh, V'zono Achrei Eloheinei Char Ha'aretz. You will be no longer a mashpia in existence to influence Am Yisrael. And what's going to happen to Am Yisrael? They're going to start being mezane and unfaithful to their Rabbeinu Shel Olam and involve themselves in the avoda of avodah zara. Elohei Nechar Haaretz, Asher Ubasham Vekirba Vazvani Vehefer Brisi Asher Karati Ito, and they will leave the covenant, the treaty, the bond that me, myself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, and Am Yisrael had. V'chara api boy bayomahu, and I will be very angry on that day. V'zavtim, and I will leave them. V'histarti ponai mehem, and there will be a hasaras ponim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will turn his face away from Am Yisrael as a result.
V'hoyelechel matzu ros rabos v'tzaros, and there will be many tzaros as a result of me turning my head. V'omar bayomahu halo alki ein Elohai bekirbi mitzauni haros ha'ela. But then Am Yisrael will recognize, then Am Yisrael will respond, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu moved away from us, because He punished us, because we sinned, that's why this is all happening. So, Am Yisrael chap. Am Yisrael get the message. Am Yisrael are misvadeh, explains the Ramban. They already start the vidoy process. They're already going to do tshuva, and they're recognizing why all these punishments are happening. This is not just happenstance that it's random that all these bad things are happening. This is a result of the way we acted. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had asaras panim. Oh, beautiful. Am Yisrael chap. They're going to get involved in the mitzvah of tshuva in Pasuk Yud Zayin. And then what does Pasuk Yud Ches say? What I would expect is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will now promise. And because they realized, and because they enunciated, and because they went through the tshuva process, and they were misvadeh, and they were confessed, and they realized that this is all a result of Al Chatoim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu left, if I would write the Torah, I would say that the next pasuk should be, V'ani achzir es ponai eleichem. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and I will come back, and we will be united again, once again. That would be what you're expecting in the pasuk, but listen to the next pasuk after vidui. Vanochi hastir astir ponai bayoyim ahu al kol hara asher asa kifon Elohim acherim. No, it's not what you would expect. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I will continue to have hastaras ponim because you left and you turned to Elohim acherim. Ribbono shel Olam, ask the Ramban, why are you continuing with the Hastaras Panim? Hello, Am Yisrael just went through the tshuva process. In Pasuk Yud Zayin, they already said, we know why this is happening. We have to chap arayin and do tshuva. We have to change our ways. This is not random. This is not a coincidence. This is not mikra. Zokter Am Yisrael, we recognize that this is Yad Hashem. So why is Hashem continuing with these beautiful Balei Tshuva? These beautiful Chozrim B'Tshuva? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu still being difficult with them and saying in the Pasuk, and I vanoichi haster haster ponai bayoimahu, al kol hara asher asa kifon Elohim achirim, since they turn to Avodah Zarah, I'm still going to be hidden. So the Ramban has his approach. The Ramban is very bothered by the question that I just presented to you. He doesn't understand the flow of Pesukim. He doesn't understand the interaction between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Am Yisrael. It doesn't seem to be the storyline that you would expect. The Ramban says, you have to say that this Hastaras Ponim in the next Pasuk is not on the same level as the Hastaras Ponim in the first Pasuk. And the Ramban goes into a whole detail that the Vidui affected itself a little bit, but not completely. And the Ribbono Shel Olam's response is not mimicked in the same way. However, Rabbi Yisai, I'd like to share with you a Chassam Sofer that the Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood pointed out to me in his Sfarim. I saw this last night, and I think this is the Kudir Rabbi Yisai. Chassam Sofer has a Sefer Al HaTorah, it's called Toras Moshe. This is a Sefer. And the Chassam Sofer deals with the same question the Ramban is struggling with in the storyline of the Pesukim in Parshas Vayelech. But he has a different answer. And the Chassam Sofer says you need to look carefully at the words of the Pesukim, and the answer is in the words of the Pesukim itself. Let's read the pasuk again. Va'anoichi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues with Hastaras Ponim. He didn't change his ways. Va'anoichi haster astir ponai bayoimahu. I will still continue my Hastaras Ponim. I will still continue to turn my face away from Am Yisrael. Al kol hara asher asa, on the evil that they did. Kifona el Elohim achirim, because they turned their faces towards Avodah Zarah. kifana el Elohim achirim, because they turn their faces towards Avodah Zarah, says the Chasam Sofer, hine darshu chazal, al tifnu el alilim, al amistakil b'Avodah Zarah. Chazal, I have a drush in the Gemara in Shabbos, don't turn towards Avodah Zarah, is not only not to do Avodah Zarah and be involved in the activity and the service of Avodah Zarah. Al mistakel b'Avodah Zarah. Don't look at Avodah Zarah. Don't even turn in that direction. V'amru al tifnu el midaitchem she'ikar advarim tluyu b'fniyah she'achar kach shunov de derech ha'yetzer hara ha'yoyim oymer loy ad shiyom l'chav ha'ovid v'ikar ha'oynish al ha'pniyah ve'ascholos ha'avira. V'chein tzorech liyois havidoi al ascholas upniras ha'avira. V'zeh she'omer she'hem yizvadu rak al ikar ha'avira al ki'en elokai bekirbi u'be'emes anoichi haster al kipono el Elohim achirim ve'al zeh lo yizvad. Says the Chasam Sofer something meretic. Unbelievable. Says the Chasam Sofer, the answer to this perplexing question is in the psukim itself. You just have to read it carefully. Chazal have a drasha, al tifnu el alilim, means do not even direct your face towards that Avodah Zarah. Do not even turn. Do not even pay attention. Don't turn your head. Says the Chasam Sofer, it's true. In the last pasuk, in pasuk Yud Zayin, they did tshuva. And they had vidoy like the Ramban understands. Yet what did they do vidoy for? What were they misvade? What did they confess and own up to? Al kiein elokai bekirbi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is not here when I'm involved in the service of Avodah Zarah, when I'm involved in cheating on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bowing down to idols. On that they had confessed, on that they owned up to. But says the Chasam Sofer, the pasuk goes on, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues and says, the hastaras ponim will continue. The response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will continue up until you're misvadeh completely and you confess to a tshuva shleima. What's a tshuva shleima, Rabbeinu Shalom? I see that I'm being Avodah Zarah. You responded with Hastaras Ponim because I was Avodah Zarah and you're not here. Let me stop being Avodah Zarah and then you'll return. Says the Chasam Sofer, no, look at the next pasuk. V'anoichi aster aster bonai b'yom ahu al kol hara asher osa ki fono el Elohim achirim. Says the Chasam Sofer, very nice. You did tshuva. You stopped doing Avodah Zarah. The etzem achet, the actual avera, you stopped and you hooked onto and you recognized that you were wrong. But you know why I'm going to continue with Astaras Ponim? You know why your tshuva is insufficient, is incomplete? Because you didn't go back to what caused you to start being Avodah Zarah. You didn't trace back your steps to that original day, to that original time, that you even turned your head and recognized it. If you're only going to say vidoy on Pasuk Yud Zayin, asher ein elokai bekirbi, on the fact that I'm actually involved in averos chamuros and I have to stop doing averos, that's not sufficient. You have to go back to the original steps. You have to go back to the original pnias haponim, to the original turning of the face, and only then, if you're misvada and you recognize what caused you to get to this horrible place, what was the item that you bought to get you to do these averos? What was the item that you let into your dorm room to get you over here? Not only to stop doing it, I need to trace back all the steps as if it's a crime scene. We need to analyze. And until you're misvadeh on every step, on every approach, not only on the chet itself, only then will HaKadosh Baruch Hu respond to your tshuva shleima. Rabosai, hashivenu avinu l'sarasecha, v'karvenu malkeinu lavodasecha, v'achzirenu b'shuva, shleima lefonecha. Ma ze tshuva shleima? What's tshuva shleima? Zok tachtam, so if you want to know what tshuva shleima is,
means I'm not only fixing the actual avera, I'm not only stopping that, I will make sure it never happens again because I know what caused it. I remember the day that I turned my head. I remember the day that I was pana, that my direction changed. That I walked with that chevra that get involved with me in that chet. That I associated myself with such a group. That I lifted up my head to get involved in the hak. Ki fana, says the Chasam Sofer. You want a tshuva shlema? You want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reverse the hastaras ponim? You better trace back to not only the avera, to the kifana, to the facing of your head, to your focus, to your drive, to what were the reasons you got there. That's a tshuva shlema. Unbelievable chiddush of the Chasam Sofer. And that answers the Ramban's kasha, says the Chasam Sofer. Rabboisai, Rabboisai. Reishis Bikurim, when we bring the first fruits to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we work the land, and we're showing and demonstrating that our focus, our existence, the first item, the Reishis, the Rosh, the beginning, is all L'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our entire existence, Ain't Brias Olam Ela Bishmil Reishis, Zok the Torah, Zok the Medrash. The whole creation of the world was for this mitzvah of Reishis Bikurim, for the outgrowth of what Bikurim represents. The fact that I exist and my first produce that I'm waiting for my whole life is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. My whole existence is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. I'm here to serve Him, and I demonstrated that with the first pre that comes out. I immediately, even when it sprouts, it's not even complete, even when it's still in the stage of growth, its initial stage, I already take a gemi, a string, and I wrap it, and I set it aside for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That should influence me on what my avodas Hashem is, my tafkidin, and all my service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we bring this fruit as we're acting through the procedure, and we're bringing it towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's not sufficient for you to go through the Bikurim process and demonstrate what this represents. The fact that the first fruit, the fact that the first sprout is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's demonstrative about and representative about all my service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all my existence. This should influence who I am and as an Oyved Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the only way you can do this successfully, the only way you can complete this process, is if you actually read a few psukim. Which psukim do I have to read? Arami Oyved Avi. You know where it all started? It all started by a person named Lavan. Avi? Lavan? You're calling your father Lavan? Huh? What kind of joke is this? You're part of Am Yisrael. I am part of Am Yisrael. But Am Yisrael wasn't always Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael had initially some pneos and some ingredients and some genetics inside of them that lended itself and drove them towards chet. And the only way for me to be a Bikurim Dikayid, for me to be successful in my tafkid as Am Yisrael, my service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is if I clear out, is if I send all the immunizations, all the antibiotics, to clear out those genetics. I got to flush it out of my system. And I recognize that originally my genetics, my Elter Zeda, my Saba is Lavan. And he is Avi. And that's why I'm calling Lavan Avi over here. Because I'm in Parshas Bikurim. And if I want to sanctify my whole existence, my Rosh, my essence, towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, towards service, then I got to remove anything that drives me in any other direction, anything that causes me to turn my head in the opposite way. I'm tracing back the steps, like the Chasam Sofer told us. It's not enough for you to just be aware about your averos. You have to trace back the steps. You have to go through the crime scene. You have to understand what caused you initially. What sprouted this ability to change your direction, to look in another way. And I realize that I have genetics from a Lavan Arasha. A Lavan Arasha that was Oved, that was a person who was lost. And not only was he a person that was lost, he wanted to spiritually influence all of his descendants, all of Yaakov Avinu and Yaakov Avinu's children. And he wanted us to have a genetic makeup and a netia and a pulling to turn our heads. And that would have been our genetics. And Rabbeisai, we go on in Kriyas HaBikurim and we say, the emes is, if you want to know, the truth is, you wouldn't have had to go to Mitzrayim if it wasn't for this fact that your grandfather was Lavan HaRasha. The Torah in Parshas Vayeschanan says that Yiridas Mitzrayim was called Kur HaBarzel. You know what Barzel is? I heard from Rav Elisha Horowitz, from Lawrence, son-in-law of the Novi Minsk Rebbe, big Talmud Chacham. He once told me, you know what Kur HaBarzel? Rabbeisai, Kur HaBarzel is Mirashe Tevos, Bila, Rachel, Zilpa, and Leah. Four of the Imahos. Yeah, we're missing some Imahos, Rabbeisai. Who are we missing? Sarah, Rivka, why are we only listing in Kur HaBarzel and Mitzrayim, Yiridas Mitzrayim, Bila, Rachel, Zilpa, Leah? Mazeh! Are you Jewish? Do you know your ancestry? What's going on? Rabbeisai, according to the Perish of the Maisi Nisim, the Nesivis, in Arami Oved Avi, that highlights this idea that the only reason we had to go down to Mitzrayim, the only reason we had to descend, is to extract, as the Kli Yoker writes in Parshas Vayeschanan, we had to take a piece of iron and really clear it off from all the schmutz and all the garbage that's on it before you refine the piece of metal. The Kur HaBarzel, Yiridas Mitzrayim was a cleansing process. A cleansing process of what? Of the viruses and the infections that we had in our genetic makeup from the influence of the Oyved Avi, the person that was trying to be Oyved, to cause us to be lost. He was lost himself, and he was Ma'abed Acherim. He influenced us spiritually. Rabbeisai, Kur HaBarzel is only relevant for who? The children of Lavan. The people who are connected to Lavan's households. Who in Am Yisrael joined up in Am Yisrael because of an association to Lavan, Arami Oyved Avi? Who is part of our ancestry, part of our Yiddishkeit that we look up to, that we want to stay connected to, that we want to turn our faces to? Rachel Imenu will be the ima that will bring us out of the Golos. But yet that only works once we go through the process of a Barzel, of a cleansing process of Bila, Rachel, Zilpa, and Leah. Sarah and Rivka, no, they're clean. They didn't have that effect of Leah's house, of Lavan's household. They were never influenced by Lavan, by Oved Avi, Arami Oved Avi. And therefore, Yitzias Mitzrayim is not because of them. If they were our only Imahos, we wouldn't even need Yiridas Mitzrayim. Rabbeisai, it's very appropriate that we read the Kriyas HaBikurim. The Bikurim, that we create this concept of Rashis, that we create the concept of my focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my turning, my pnios, my direction that I face and I recognize that it's not enough to just be involved in the mitzvahs and avodas Hashem, but I got to make sure that I'm navigating myself correctly. I got to make sure that I'm pone and I'm directing myself and I'm turning in the right direction. And what is the reason, and sometimes the reason that you're even not at fault, that sometimes it's because I have a shaychus to love. It's because I rami oyved avi. It's because in my genes I had something that had an etiyah that caused me sometimes to go towards the Yetzer Hara, to turn in the opposite direction. But when I want to come out as a pure individual, and as a person that's really bringing the tachlis of the bria, which is reishis bikurim, which is what Bikurim represents, what I want to represent this idea. So I come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I recognize and I say, I'm not only trying to serve you and to do the basic mitzvahs, I even want to make sure that I don't have a trace of Aveira in my system. I don't even want a connection to Lavan, and I recognize that the whole Yiridas Mitzrayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in order to cleanse me, that I don't even have an interest in turning to a direction. So now when I'm chozer b'tshuva shleim and I turn back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I become a racious bikurei ad moscha, I become your first fruit, I become an individual that's totally only focused on service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I recognize Lavan, I recognize the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Yeridas Mitzrayim, and I turn to you with a pniya, with a tshuva, not only chatoim, not only on doing the basic mitzvahs, but as the Chassam Sofer says, a tshuva even on that initial turning of the head, a vidui and a tshuva shlema on every step that got me there, a tshuva and a fixing of even certain genetics that might cause me to have a pull and a drive and an atiya for Avera. Even before I get to the actual Maisa Avera, I need to cleanse myself from that entity that causes me to even turn my head, that Lavan inside me. The Chassam Sofer's Pnias Panim was from Lavan. And we need to eradicate every aspect of Lavan in our bodies. It's all one sugya, Rabbi Yisai. Exactly what the story in Vayelech was, exactly what's happening in Parshas Bikurim, in Parshas Kisavo. But why? Just to bring it home, as we approach Slichus, this Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Parshas Kisav, the Maharil tells us that Elul is a time that before Rosh Hashanah, before the actual real McCoy of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So what is Elul? Max Harvey asked me on Monday night. I don't understand Elul is a month of tshuva. How do I jive all these things? It's Aseres Yimei Tshuva is the real McCoy, is the real days of tshuva. Yet Elul is also days of tshuva, so shouldn't it be Arbaim Yom Shel Tshuva? Why is it called Aseres Yimei Tshuva? Rabbi Yisai, the Maharil says Elul is exactly the pshat that we're saying right now. You know what the Maharil says? Elul, his lashon is, Elul is the time that we plow before the planting, in order to make sure that our growth and our vegetation is not planted by kotzim, by thorns, by areas that will not allow growth and successful productivity in our vegetation. A Maharil Kosev, his lashon is as follows. Quoting you the Maharil. Chodesh Elul hi bebchinas Niro lachem nir va'al tizru el hakoitzim. Plow, that original plow, but not the nir. If you learn the sugis in Baba Basra, the sugis all over Shas, nir is the plowing, is totally a preparation plowing. They used to do this even just to make sure that to store up the fields, to make sure that it will be fit for vegetation in the future. They used to do it even on years that they wouldn't plant. Nir is a way to make sure that you're clearing out anything bad, anything negative, any lavan inside you, any midos ros, anything that might cause you to turn your head. That's what Elul is all about. So Rabbi Yisai, when I want to become a racious priyat moscha through the days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and I want to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, not only is this fruit, this first fruit for you, but my existence is for you. My whole focus is for you. My dedication is towards you. I need to go through that initial plowing process. I need to go through a nir. I need to go through that plowing that keeps the field clean. Clean of any of those diseases, of those viruses, of those netiyas, of those things that are drawing you to turn in the wrong direction. Now I have the ability, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, to accomplish a tshuva shlema. When I fix the actual chatoim, Rabbi Yisai, I'm coming off of a foundation of Aparshas Kisavo, that I even fix the original turning of the head. The original Chassam Sofer, the original Arami Yoyvedovi, Hershkowitz, I took love on and I put him out of my system. So I approach the Moitzei Menucha, Matzei Shabbos. We say it in the Slichos, this Matzei Shabbos, the Moitzei Menucha. It's after Shabbos Kisavo that we now can approach the Slichos, because now we already started the process. We traced back our steps. We looked back at our genetic makeup. We recognize that we have Lavan inside of us, and we not only have to be on top of our actions, but we even have to be on top of our pnias haponim, our direction, our faces. And that enables us that in Mirtza Hashem we will accomplish and fix the Etzem Chatoim throughout Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and we will become Reishis Bikurei Ad Moscha.
No, I'm not getting it on purpose, actually.
Because I'm crazy. I'm still going on.